Garlador.
Okay, this is the big one. A fighting game thrives and dies based on its gameplay engine, and Mortal Kombat is in shambles.
Ooh.
Okay, that might be an exaggeration, but ask any hardcore fighting game fan if Mortal Kombat's fighting engine is good, and you'll get a quick...
You suck.
The problem is not in its foundation, but rather its refusal to evolve. While games like Tekken, Dead or Alive, and Soul Calibur are at times criticized for minimal updates to the gameplay engine, they're also acknowledged that they got it right the first time, and that no one should expect revolutionary change to a well-liked in-depth engine. Mortal Kombat's gameplay, however, is shallow. Several very important developments in fighting games, staples of 3D games, are absent in Mortal Kombat. From wake-up games to frame-sensitive actions to the freedom to use given characters in unexpected ways, Mortal Kombat has instead been set in stone with its rigid controls, heavily emphasizing style and spectacle over substance and depth. This is most evident in the excess number of gimmicks and add-ons to the game. Instead of receiving a fighting game with a rock-solid foundation and impressive gameplay, we've been given a mediocre fighting game with plenty of extras. From behind-the-scenes art and movies in the crypt, to conquest mode, to chess combat, to motor combat, to air combat, to close combat, to falling combat. None of these things are bad ideas, but they're never evolved upon in following installments. Basically, they're gameplay gimmicks that are almost always rough around the edges and that suck time away from improving the foundational combat of the game itself. I'd much rather have a game that excluded all these extras in favor of a far more in-depth and enjoyable fighting engine. There is something seriously wrong with when a fighting game needs to completely reinvent its entire gameplay from the ground up. Twice. No other fighting game on the market has done that because they knew that starting over again and again and including extras that detracted from the core fighting system is gameplay suicide. Mortal Kombat needs to find a fighting system that works and flesh it out. Screw adding more extras, more characters, more time wasters, and more cheap adventure modes, if they're cheap. Priority should have always been on improving the product before it, not just in character count and content, but in the way it plays. Mortal Kombat needs to be a competitive fighting game again. When Mortal Kombat fans whine and complain that they missed the MK2 days, it's not because of fatalities or specific characters or visual influences. It's because Mortal Kombat 2 was a great fighting game, beyond its presentation. Mortal Kombat 2, I'll say it again, was a great fighting game. It had balance, depth, diversity, freedom to chain moves together, was tight to control, and offered an ever-present challenge. None of the Mortal Kombat games in recent years have been able to match that high standard, but it's about time they did.
The Predator.
I'm just going to go in and try to kind of put the cap on the stuff that we missed, you know, because I had them, they wrote their stuff in, there's stuff that we missed, and to tell you everything that we can here, I'm just going to go through it and kind of itemize some things, so... I can tell your game is broken, which is a shame because I'm not a gameplay guru, and I'm not the guy that's supposed to be able to tell you that it's broken. Somebody else is supposed to. Number two is about the parries and the breakers and stuff like that. Basically, just do the parries like they're supposed to be done in real life. If you got a sword, use the weapon to slide off, slide the attack off, or evade, or whatever. The little stiff parry and blocker is not working. Please stop doing that. The next point is, like back in the old Mortal Kombat days, this one of you guys, Tobias Boone, one of you guys, I saw an interview where you said, you know, nobody wants to pay for reality. And that's true, but look around now. Watch TV. You got all of these reality television shows and all this stuff. It doesn't have to be exactly realistic because we all know that. You know, actual reality is pretty boring. I mean, except for maybe, you know, the UFC or whatever that is. But you need more reality in the game. The next thing is dial-up combos versus string combos. Or both. It's not a useless mechanic. I think that what you could do is you could take dial-up combos and incorporate them in the game to where it's like the beginner's mechanic. To where... until you get ready to really do some serious work, you're in there playing basically like the old Mortal Kombats, to where you can probably only do, you know, a 3-hit combo or 5-hit combo is the max you can do with your dollar combos repeatedly. You know, where those things are set in stone for the person. They get some fun and relief and some instant gratification out of it. But if you're a hardcore game player, then once you get the hang of the dollar combos, there should be something there, like an Easter egg or a flower that kind of like blooms into string combos and allows you to have optimal control over things that you're doing. That's the way you split up the mechanic. You don't want to put in all the that list that I read from Garlador. All that stuff, get that stuff out of there and key in on a player's learning curve. You key in on a player's learning curve, the first thing that tells you is that I'm going to want to do some things right when I jump into the game. The best part about the dollar combo system was that it allowed you to do that, and the string combos give the depth to the fighting mechanic. So I would recommend considering something along those lines, to where you sort of kind of incorporate both of them and, you know, take that with a grain of salt, you know, and a sprinkle of paprika, because I'm not the gameplay guy. But that's just an idea, which leads into personalization on the characters now versus the character actors of the past. What's lacking heavily ever since you went into 3D games is none of the characters' personalities are shining through. You know, you had Daniel, and he was the ninjas, and he was Johnny Cage, and he did all of those characters great because they didn't look like each other, because it was actually a person in there doing the moves and everything. And what you want to do is you want to try and reestablish that kind of a realism about the characters, and that realism will give you personality for the character. We need explicit individuality. The style of a character contributes to their personality, and vice versa. An example of this is Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance, Scorpion's Kata. That set the tone for his personality in that game. Mortal Kombat characters don't need to have exact fighting styles. All their styles need to do is, all they need to do is feel like the character themselves. It was kind of hinted on in Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance through Armageddon, but it was too bent on catering to the martial arts style itself. When we should have simply felt like it was the character expressing the way their personality would react in a fighting situation. See, when you look at it that way, it should seem as if, you know, the martial arts style should be the natural kin for the way the character is doing what he's doing. Like, take Raiden, for instance, and his Nine Chuan, I think that's how you say that. That style is akin to the character. You know, that martial arts style, it looks right according to the early Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 Raiden. If he had a technical style, the technical style of his would be Nan Chuan. It should be opposite of that. It should be that the way Raiden fights should be akin to Nan Chuan instead of the other way around. The specifics aren't necessary in Mortal Kombat because that's part of the fantasy element that makes the game good. So when you get technical and you want to throw a jab from the Nan Chuan family, it deteriorates the character. So that means that Raiden shouldn't throw a punch or kick from the Nan Chuan family of martial arts. It should be that the way he fights should look like it might belong in the Nan Chuan martial arts family. It's only if we consider the technicalities of the way he's doing what he's doing. In the early games, Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3, it just looked like Carlos. So Raiden needs to look like Carlos when he's fighting. We need to be able to still control how Carlos moved around in the early games, in these later games, because the personality that Carlos gave that character has deteriorated into the technicalities of the martial arts style that you choose to give him, and that's wrong. And that goes for the other characters that are old too. So what I'm saying here is in particular to Raiden, again, is that it should look like he made up the style that he's using to fight people. You know what, as a side note, And as a matter of fact, considering that in this instance I'm talking about a gazillion-year-old god character, Raiden, that assumption shouldn't be incorrect. It should seem like what he's doing in a fight, he is the origin of. Hell, I mean, for Earthrealm, Raiden could quite possibly be responsible for martial arts to begin with. I mean, you got the Order of Light and the Shaolin monks following him, right? I'm just saying that it's within the realm of the character, Raiden. When you're on the right track, playing through Mortal Kombat should feel like you're fighting your way through a merciless nightmare. And that also has to do with the tone and the fantasy element in Mortal Kombat. So I just leave that like that. Last thing I really wanted to touch on is the mechanics of Mortal Kombat need to evolve. So when you say that you're going to reinvent the game, reinvent the mechanics and all this stuff, my impulse is to trash what I thought previously and to look at the new things objectively again. It seems like you almost can't evolve if you desecrate everything on an insistent revolution. So instead, the trend that I see is that it's the same conceptual thinking going into the new mechanics. Like, you know, for instance, you take free fall versus air combat. To me, all that looks like is a different camera angle on the same concept. You know, even though I have yet to play it, that's what it is. To me, it seems like the way you're going about it is in the wrong direction according to where Mortal Kombat started. You see, you started out looking like a martial arts, fantasy, horror, action, suspense, drama, movie, video game. So you'd have to kind of change your mind a bit from where you're at in order to get to where I'm talking about. The reason why I lead you in this direction is because it's the same potential that exists in all of the Mortal Kombat games, especially and in particular in the earliest games. So from an outsider's perspective, it looks like you either don't know or understand the potential that you're infusing into each one of these games, which is allowing you to consequently squander that potential over and over again, or you're neglecting to realize it for whatever reasons. And, you know, me, since I'm an optimistic person when it comes to these things, I just think you don't know. Because in order to deviate as far away from where Mortal Kombat started as you have, you must not know exactly what it is you're dangling in front of the Mortal Kombat fans' faces and then slapping the Dragon logo on it and calling it Mortal Kombat. You must not know.